Good morning. My guest this morning is Craig Miller from the 6th Street Playhouse. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Roland.
So you are directing a real classic, A Little Night Music.
A Little Night Music.
Otherwise known as Eine kleine Nachtmusik.
Yeah, by a different composer.
By a different composer, yes. Right.
Yes, but this one is Stephen Sondheim's.
Right. So talk about what this is.
Sure. Well, this is, I don't understand why, but it's one of his lesser known and lesser produced shows. It first came on the scene in 1973, and that year was nominated for many, many Tony Awards and won four of them, and kind of swept through the Tony Awards that year. And it's gone on to have several revivals. Mm-hmm. The most recent was one with Bernadette Peters. And then the role of Desiree Armfelt was taken over by Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh,
who
wow.
Shared the stage with Angela Lansbury as Madame Armfelt.
Was that her first theater thing, or?
I think she had done some, certainly not her first theater thing, but it might have been her first Broadway debut.
Oh, yeah,
sure of all of that, but that was in 2009. I have a real personal relationship with this show because I played Count Carl Magnus in the show when I was in college.
Wow.
Yeah, and my affinity for this show has grown since then. I've always wondered why that particular production, where I kind of found it, you know, the director's approach was very hoity-toity and really kind of we're dealing with this upper class, and it is absolutely a comedy of manners.
Uh-huh.
But it's also a super sexy, hilarious romp,
right.
Bedroom romp.
And amazing music.
Oh, amazing score. But we can't forget that it's a musical comedy, and I think that a lot of productions forget that it's a musical comedy, that it's all of these relationships,
mm-hmm,
that people are bound to and they don't want to be in,
yes,
and they're all trying to find their way to the person they need to be with and deserve to be with.
Right.
And at the end, it all unravels. And that's the formula for musical comedy. But I think what separates it from other musicals is the score. And because Sondheim writes the plot motivation in the words of his songs.
Very good. That's,
you know,
right.
The show doesn't just stop to perform a song.
Right.
The songs are the show.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So we learn about the characters. We learn about their relationships. We feel things through the words that they're saying in the songs. And I think that that complexity and that kind of leaving the, you know, the guys and dolls, the Oklahoma, the carousel, that, you know, that formula, and going more towards a plot-driven musical,
yeah,
but keeping in the same vein of, you know, the classic musical comedies, that's what we're offering with our production. So we're really excited.
Great.
Yeah.
So when you cast it, you must have looked for musical talent.
Well, of course. Actually, I have to be honest with you. I think this is a show where you don't put this show in your season unless you know who's going to sing Send in the Clowns.
Right.
You know,
oh,
that,
yes.
You know, right?
It's
just
right.
Kind of like you don't put Hamlet
That's
in your season
one.
Unless you know who Hamlet's going to play. You don't know – if you don't know who Desiree Armfelt is and you're just going to leave that to the audition process, that could be a really terrifying thing.
Right.
So anyway, I want to say that I picked this show specifically for Tina Lloyd-Meals, who is a longtime musical theater actress and also a music director for many of the theaters around. She works at Spreckles and The Raven and with us for the last 6 years that I've been there. She's terrific, and she is just mastering this role. And I can't wait for our audiences to see her and the rest of this amazing cast that we have pulled together. I mean, we've got, you know, when you've got 1776 running at Spreckles,
that's right,
trying to find the guys out there,
that's
is
right,
slim pickings. But
oh
we've
goodness.
Done a great job of recruiting, and we have an awesome cast,
great,
to put this great show on stage.
Craig, thanks for coming in and telling us about this show, and I just know it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Come and see it.
Let's remind people now, this is the 6th Street Playhouse, right? And it's A Little Night Music by Stephen Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler. Plays February 24th. Through March the 19th. For information and tickets, 523-4185, online, 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.